Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio and host of People of Distinction. The talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. Run to our website, peopleofdistinction.org, for more info, or you can always email me directly at benji@alcoleenterprises.com. And guys, on the line with us today, we have the truest embodiment of a person of distinction. Listen, Barbara Ten Brink has been with us before. She's a reoccurring guest, and I am absolutely ecstatic to have her back here on the line. You can probably hear my smile through the speaker right now. The first interview that we've had with Barbara went so well. It was so wonderfully received. We had to invite her back, okay? We had to get her back here on the network. A, because it was such a great interview. B, because the mountain of work that she has established literally cannot be contained within one interview. It's not even going to be able to be contained within a couple of interviews. Guys, Barbara has comprised 16 total books in her repertoire, and that's as of now. I'm sure, knowing her, on the horizon, there's probably another 16 that are going to come. Here today, we're going to discuss three of them, and then we're going to have another interview with her where we discuss another three, but we're just slowly chipping away at the canon of work that she's established. Now, we're going to be focusing today on three books, as I stated. The first one is called 8 Pound Cows. The next is called I Work in Solitude, followed by Traveling with Isaac Newton. All three books are available for purchase through Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, BooksAMillion.com. I mean, listen, wherever books are sold, pretty much, okay? But if you want to gather everything that Barbara has to offer, do yourself a favor and go directly to her personal site, BarbaraTenBrinkBooks.com. There, not only will you be able to find more information on Barbara herself, you'll find more information on all of the books that she has written, as well as find hyperlinks set up to take you to the purchasing pages. So one more time, that's BarbaraTenBrinkBooks.com. And I will say, Barbara was brought to our network, People of Distinction, today by some of the best movers in the business: Good River Print and Media Publishing. So if you have a book that you'd like moved, do yourself a favor and contact our good friends over at Good River Print and Media. And just so you're aware, the way that you can find out more information on them is through their personal website, goodriverprintandmedia.com. So without further ado, let's jump right in. Barbara, first and foremost, welcome back to People of Distinction, and thank you so much for being a guest. How are you?
Thank you, Benji Cole. I am great. I appreciate you so much. I'm so excited. The last time we visited, we discussed one book. Can you believe it? That was a year ago. And since then, oh my gosh, my work has just exploded, escalated. Oh my gosh. And I'm tickled today to talk about three of my books. I can't tell you three of my favorite books because I love every one of my books. Mm-hmm. And I want your audience to enjoy our interview today so that they can come to love my books.
Absolutely. Barbara, listen, we're so much looking forward to this. I mean, listen, just that little excerpt that you've given, we've gotten so much about your personality, and it is absolutely enticing, okay? So we know we are in for a wonderful, wonderful ride. Now, before we jump into the books that you've written, let's start by telling our listening audience a little bit more about yourself, please.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I want my the audience to know that I am a science teacher. I'm a teacher of 49 years. Can you believe that?
Wow.
49 years. I'm since retired, and now I'm writing books. And the books come to me from my avocations. So my vocation was science education, and my avocations have been ranching, farming, sewing, and of course, science, informal science. So Benji, the first book I want to discuss with you is one that you're familiar with, 8 Pound Cows.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what a great book it is. Thank you very much for leading into that segue. You know, Barbara, I think you should host this show. I mean, honestly, you're doing a better job than myself. It's incredible. Take it right away. Talk to us about your book, 8 Pound Cows.
This is the sweetest book you've ever seen. So a long time ago, I bought a small acreage, 20 acres. I wanted to have land on which to run cows. And I did all my cows myself. I bought them at auction. I sold them at auction. I cleaned the land. I put in my perimeter fences. And while I was working, cleaning the land, keeping the weeds out, and the cows are very curious animals. They're big. They're 1,000 pounds and more. But they're curious and they're very docile. So while I'm out there working, they would come nose around me while I worked. And I just fell in love with these 1,000-pound animals. Benji, they are so cute. They're big old slobby nose. They're big old brown eyes. And they their curiosity. So while I'd be working, they'd be looking around and seeing what I was doing. And I thought, how fun that would be if these cows weighed 8 pounds instead of 1,000 pounds. Mm-hmm. And then you could load them in the car, just like you do your other pets, your dogs. Load them in the car, take them with you, doing different things. You could, and since my ranch was not my homestead, I would bring them to my house. I would take them back to the ranch. They would be my companions. So this little book, Benji, it is so cute, beautifully, beautifully illustrated. It is a children's book. It's takes these 8 pound cows on adventures. And of course, if they're 8 pounds, you can wash them in the sink and you can tie bows on their heads, and you can put them on your lap when you drive around the countryside. And Benji, some of the cows, the little 8 pound cows, would be so good in their obedience training that we could put them in old folks' homes and give the ranchers comfort as obedience cows.
Absolutely.
It goes on. If I bring them into town, would I walk them on the boulevard? And how funny, I live in downtown Austin. Wouldn't it be funny if people walking the boulevard would hear moos coming from downtown Austin? And of course, they would have to have rhinestone collars. If these are our pets now and not our animals in the field, they'd have to have grooming and rhinestone collars and leashes. And they'd be trained to come when I called and come in to eat. And look at this cute thing idea, Benji. We could mow our grass in our lawn and feed our cows with our grass because they're herbivores. They eat grass. Then the punchline of this precious little book is that sweet 8 pound cows would make great pets, great fat, furry, black, silly, docile pets, not unlike 2 8-pound white, furry, fluffy poodles I know.
There you have it. There you have it, Barbara. Thank you so much for articulating that. The next book that we have in the lineup isn't one that we discussed before. It's called I Work in Solitude. Tell us a little bit more about that narrative, please.
Well, Benji, I'm very, very fortunate because I have locales that in which I can work that give me inspiration. So very close to my 20 acres that I run as a ranch, I have a treehouse, and I work in my treehouse. And I work in solitude. So while I'm on this huge deck that overlooks the Guadalupe River, I'm doing my work, whatever it may be. And I'm there by myself. I'm inspired by my location. But Benji, organisms come and go. Insects fly by, insects walk the railing of the banister. Lizards jump from the screen on the house to the back of my chair. Birds singing. Here's the sweetest thing too. There are mammals that come and go in this forest environment. It's like a fairyland. So I have families of armadillos. I have families of raccoons. Deer come in and out. And my title is I Work in Solitude. And then it's an epic poem. I'm very happy with my epic poems that I'm currently writing. I have 5 published epic poems, and this is one of them. And it's away from the city, no people to disturb me, just me with my thoughts and the treasures nature brought. So while I'm working out here, maybe how can I express the grandeur that impresses with delicate winged stained glass, living gems, a masterpiece as they pass. And of course, that's the moths and butterflies that you see. And how much of this do we miss? Or how much in our daily life we're so busy and hurried that we don't stop to see these amazing creatures in our very environment? I'm fortunate because I have little foxes. Elusive, rarely seen vixen is out in full light to feed her kittens on day-old bread. She has no clue how my heart soars at her value. And I mentioned there are deer. One lone stealth deer ventures forth. No, two. His doe, too, precedes north. Not comfortable in this glen, they strive to find another den. So the whole epic poem goes on about the different animals that I witness while I'm on this deck in this treehouse on the Guadalupe River working. So listen to the conclusion, Benji. It's so precious. As dark descends, I pack up my work and pretend to have accomplished so much. But nature scoffs and says, hush. I alone may gloat in the ledger, today's effort of each life lived. Whether plant, animal, bird, bee, or beetle, each life succeeded to grow, to eat, to mate, to move around the earth's estate. And now on sun's cue at set, each one will find a nest and rest. The title is so cute, I Work in Solitude, because then I ask in my author's notes, Benji, I ask the reader, can it really be called solitude if you're constantly interrupted by bird song or insects flying or anoles jumping onto the window screens? It's just a really sweet book that makes us realize we have to take advantage to pay attention to the treasures that nature brings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, and if that wasn't enough, we still have another book on the agenda to discuss today. And that one is called Traveling with Isaac Newton. Tell us a little bit more about that one, Barbara.
Now, Benji, pardon me, and you know me now. We've been together for a year, so you know me. I tend to gush, and I am going to gush. The love of my writing are my historic, scientific, young adult novels. So they're novels because there is an element of fiction, but they're scientific because we know scientists from history. They're historic because that science that scientist has been documented through time, and scientific because we know that scientist's theories. They're fiction because what I do, Benji, is I place that scientist with a young adult. Mm-hmm. And then that is the fiction of my novels. So the first one, and thank you for starting with this one, Traveling with Isaac Newton was my first one. So Isaac Newton is a well-known scientist. His science that he contributed is known. What's not known is my fiction, which I added. In this case, his little next door neighbor is going to travel with her family to the coast of England. And the family invites Isaac Newton to go with them. Now he's, you know, I don't know that this ever happened. It probably did not. It's fiction. However, what is so cute about the formula for my novel is that this scientist with his known science, and now this fictional character, in this case Emma, become friends on this trip. And on this trip, they together, their relationship as friends, develop the science that is the theories that Isaac Newton is known for. The force and motion, the three laws of motion, the physics of light, the use of lenses, and they discover this together. The beautiful thing is, and without giving away the whole book, which I'm fixing to do, is her family owns an apple orchard, and he's teaching her how to use a telescope in her apple orchard, and she sees the apple fall to the ground. And oh my gosh, so there is his inspiration, Isaac Newton's inspiration for gravity. I'm telling you, these are the sweetest books because they weave so brilliantly. They weave the history, the science, and the fiction.
You know, Barbara, what I love so much about each of your titles is it's clear to see your educational background. I mean, you are a teacher, you're an educator through and through, and these books are no exception, because even though they're so much fun, even though there's, again, there's a lot of peace and really just overall joy that's infused within it, the education that can also be received is clear, right? And it's in abundance, all right? And I absolutely love that. As we tie up this interview, Barbara, the only other question that I can think to ask, talk to our listening audience, and really, what caused you to transition from, and I know retirement, of course, played in a part in terms of you branching away from education, but of course, you could have just enjoyed retirement and just been relaxing on your farm there with your family, but you chose to continue to embark upon another path and another journey and become a creative writer. What inspired you to embark upon this journey?
Benji, I'm proud to tell you that I come from a long line of very productive people. My cotton farm is 119 years old in the same family. And my grandmother was the manager. My mother was the manager. Now I'm the manager. So my grandmother and my mother were very productive. Seamstresses, quilters, cotton farmers. And I have inherited that need to be productive. So it's one thing to retire, but it's another thing to have a product at the end of the day. So the other thing that happened was I gathered up all my mother's poetry. She never published her poetry, but she wrote. And I gathered it up and I published her poetry in a book. And if I can publish my mother's poetry in a book, then I can put my words in writing and publish. And that's what I'm doing now. I want my stories told. I want the science to be in a way that is entertaining for young adults. And I think they will find them inspiring to learn more about that scientist and his or her body of work.
Wonderfully put. Guys, listen. You know what I love so much about this is we're at the end of the interview now, but we've barely scratched the surface. Again, we've only covered three titles in the mountain of work, in the canon of work that she's comprised. There's 16 altogether. Listen, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books & Million, wherever books are sold. But more importantly, Barbara10BrinkBooks.com is where you have to go. We covered 8-Pound Cows, I Work in Solitude, and then lastly, Traveling with Isaac Newton today. So you know what you have to do. Let's grow, let's develop, let's educate ourselves. And it starts with these fantastic narratives. A wonderful journey for you to embark upon with your children, but an even better gift for you to get for someone else's. Barbara, this has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you once again for being a guest with us today on People of Distinction.
Thank you for having me, Benji. You are phenomenal. You're amazing. We all love you. Thank you for your show. Tell your dad, hey.